You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
I have no voice. Like, maybe talking like this. No, I'm just kidding. We do so many AMAs and spaces and VCs and conference calls and meetings and go ETH. Oh.
Go ETH.
Go ETH. I'm going to open every single time optimism and go ETH. ETH is up. Go ETH.
Go ETH.
Over 200 today. We are up over 200 today. And that's just the beginning. go ETH. Let's see. What are we up today? One day. Oh, my. Wait. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. We're up 220. Go ETH. We hit the first target. So we've been putting in the numbers on what we're going to hit on our targets. And 3020 was the target. So it's having that, like, right there. It's hovering right there. But the good thing is, yes, the good thing is, so this is the optimism. We always want to open up this way. This is the optimism. Our range has been getting tighter, right? So we were in a 500 range the last couple of weeks where it was ranging about 500. And our range on the last, let's see, month is 20. It was 2620. So like 2718 plus 500 would put us at 3220, right?
Right.
But in the last couple of days, we've been ranging really tight, close to about a 200 to 300, which is a really tight range. And usually we'll stay and hover right in the tight range right before a breakout. Do your own research, not financial advice.
Go ETH.
Go ETH. The Fed is announcing tomorrow optimism that there is going to be a rate cut. We always say 2 weeks before the Fed meets is the first signal, basically. 2 weeks right. before, which was the 21st. Is the first signal if they're optimistic that the Fed's going to cut rates and they price it into the market. On the 21st was our first big tick up, number one, right? And right. then I also said Wednesday, so we would have volume, and the Wednesday before the holiday, we would have volume. The Wednesday before the holiday, last Wednesday, we had
volume. We had volume.
We had volume. Thursday, everything's closed. The crypto markets stay open, which is fine, but all the other markets are closed, right? We had volume. We ran again on Friday, Black Friday, and options came due. The shorts and longs came due. It was officially on the 28th when they came due. A lot of them would roll it over, but we had volume, so they had to cover their positions. Volume, uptick up. Oh, guess what that is? My car rank.
Yes.
Okay, hello, let me hang up on it.
So we've been looking at Starlink, because now we're traveling so much that Starlink is going to be used in all of our shows. Thank you, Elon Musk, for creating that. So that's going to be exciting to start doing that too.
So I ordered Starlink because I travel all the time. I'm traveling right now. But I ordered it 2 days ago, and it was supposed to be a delivery the next day. Yep, it says my order is delivered. We were waiting for Starlink. So I'm using Wi-Fi right now, so we'll see if we cut out or not. But, yes, so I have portable Starlink. I've been traveling nonstop. I'm in Miami right now, actually. And my Wi-Fi hasn't been that great. So I ordered Starlink and had it delivered to me, but it was supposed to be delivered yesterday. And I said, watch. As soon as we go live on the show, the Starlink will get delivered.
And guess, exactly, right on guess, the dot.
Guess what the phone call was? Guess what just got delivered? I don't have Wi-Fi. So that's good, though. That's good. So they have portable Starlink, and it was on sale because I think the portable is like over 500, but because of Black Friday and the Cyber Monday, everything was on sale. And so I got a smoking deal. And then the monthly is like cheaper probably than most housing Wi-Fi is. And I travel all the time. And as y'all can hear, we've had some episodes where I've been live like at the coast or at the beach or in the mountains or wherever I was.
Somewhere, anywhere.
On the ocean. And y'all couldn't hear me. So I have portable Starlink now that They just called to tell me to come pick it up. Why we're in the middle of a show.
They need a slogan. Our Wi-Fi may be fast, but our deliveries aren't.
But I'm excited. When I flew in to Hawaii and back, and I had Starlink on the plane, which was wonderful. And then now when I'm flying, I'll have my own Starlink when
That's
I'm
gonna be
flying.
so cool.
Yeah. So the good thing is wherever I'm at, I'll have it, and it's portable, so it's the size of a laptop, and I can carry it anywhere and receive Wi-Fi because it's based on the satellites that are flying overhead, and there's about 3,000 of them now, overhead. So I'll have access, better access to Wi-Fi. So when I was cutting out before, no more. We'll
You
be
won't be
happy.
cutting out anymore.
We'll have good reception. Okay, so now back to our regularly scheduled program. I'll take a royalty on all of those sales that just transpired in the last 5 minutes.
Thank you, Elon.
Elon. So back to ETH. Go ETH. So here's the thing. These were the dates. So we said November 21st, 2 weeks before the Fed meets, we were going to see a spike. It would be based on what the market's doing, would predict what they thought was going to happen with rates, if we're going to have a rate cut or not. Right now, there's about an 85 to 95% probability that there's going to at least be a quarter cut tomorrow. The next time the Fed meets is not until January, so it'll close out the end of the year. The beginning of this year, they anticipated there would be at least a half rate cut for the whole entire year, and he postponed it and put it off when we really needed it earlier. But they didn't know what was going to happen based on if we were going to incur inflation or not. So they were waiting to play it out. If we don't have a rate cut, then we would probably incur a recession and it would have a onset a lot quicker. So they anticipate at least a quarter. That would be 0.75 total for the whole entire year. And they anticipate more rate cuts for next year to catch the economy back up to speed and not go into recession. So there's other factors that are going on too. But what usually happens is 2 weeks before it's priced into the market, and we had a rally in the market on November 21st. Then we had a rally in the market, like I said, which was going to be last Wednesday. And we had last Tuesday night and last Wednesday we had the rally. Thursday was the holiday, which goes quiet. Friday we had another rally in the market. And then don't forget, this was a holiday weekend last weekend. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is all encompassed in the holiday. We have volume the night before holiday because everybody's at home. They don't have work the next day. We have volume in the market because everyone's trading. The financial markets are closed, but the crypto markets are open. So we usually have a lot of volume, which we did. And then also, but then we were supposed to slow down over the weekend, and we did. We had a small pullback over the weekend. And if you listen to the show, I said every single thing that happened, except we had a little bit more volume than I anticipated on Friday. I thought Friday might be a little bit more quiet, but I knew that we had the options and the perpetuals were coming due on that Friday. So I knew that they were going to either have to cover their positions, which would cause the market to rally a bit. But it was kind of like, well, you'll see what's going to happen. But we also been calling like what our targets have been on ETH, and 3020 was our target, and we're hovering right there. We just broke it. We're at like 3024. So if we break it and we go on, we're going on to our next leg up, and we have two predictions on what the next target was,
We
right?
have, we have 3032 and 3080 right after that.
Wait, no, we have 3042. Remember, like I
Is
called
it? Oh, yep.
3042 like 3 or 4 times.
3042 and 3072, which we talked about at least 4 times also.
So our next, so there's small ranges, but once we hit those targets and it moves on to the next leg, so it's going the next one. So we hit the target of 3020, it broke through that, so it's hovering like at 3024 right now. Just broke it again, and then the next one is 3032. We break that one, we're on to the next leg up, and then we break that one. I'm sorry, it's 3032. So we're doing it right now. So we break 3032, we're on to the next leg up, which is 3042. We break that one, it's the next leg up to 3072. Here we go, here we go. We're about ready to hit 3032. And then once we do that, we go on to the next one, which was after Then it's 3103, 3143, 3168, and 3196. And these are being conservative. It's all in less than a 200 range. We're already, remember I told you we're ranging about 500 normally. We're ranging in a 200 or 300 range. So it's really easy to get past that 200, to get past the 3196. And if we do that, we're on our next leg up again. That's really easy to get to, especially since they're going to probably cut the rates tomorrow. If he cuts more than, here we go, we're breaking the 3032.
If he
cuts more than a quarter tomorrow, there it goes. We just broke out.
Yep.
We're going to 3042 is our next target. Here we go. We're going on to 3042, our next target. Once we break that, we're on to the next range again. We're about ready to break it again. So we hit our first target. We're on to our second target. We're working on our third target right now. So if they cut more than a quarter, the market's going to go wild in the financial markets and in crypto, right?
Right.
If he cuts more than a quarter, there's a 85 to 95% probability that he's going to do at least a quarter. And we're in a small range. So when we're doing a small range, that's like a precursor to a breakout. We're already went past two targets. Now we're on to the third target while we're on the radio show. So if
you're listening and you're buying in, you're paying attention to the signals and you're paying attention to these markers, these key points in the chart, and you're able to jump in on this. It's happening live right now. And I'm sure we're going to be talking about it afterwards.
But we just hit it 3042. We just hit the next target
on the dot.
Exactly 3042. It hit exactly 3042. So the next number up, we have one more. We actually have a couple more to go. So the next one up after that is 3055.
Yep.
I think we might have had a tighter one though. Did we have a tighter one in holder chat?
3055 was the tightest one that we have.
Okay, so 3055 is our next target.
It's like an hour.
Really small. It's really easy to hit. We're only 15 away. Up 3047. We're about ready to hit the next target. So 3055. So we're live trading basically is what's going on right now.
Yep. Go east.
So if y'all are in, right, we just went up, you know, we just went up 30 points in just like a minute or two, however long we've been live. Well, maybe it's a couple more than minutes. So the next one is 3055, right?
Yep, 3055.
So we hit 3047. So we're only 8 away from our next target right now, which is nothing. That's like less than one. That's not even 1%. It's like 0.0. So we're really close. Once we go 3055, then we go to 3072.
Yep, 3072. Two is next after 3055.
So we go 3055, 3072. I'm in TG right now looking at our targets.
I can hear it.
3055, then we go to 3072, 3103, 3143, 3168, 3196. Again, we're only 150 away, which is 5% away from hitting all of the targets. 5% is nothing. We're in a small range. The range is 200. Usually we range in about 500. We're in a small range of 200. That's a precursor usually before a breakout. Every single target and every single day that we said we were going to rally, we've hit. Do your own research, not financial advice. But
go ETH.
Go ETH.
We have to keep saying it. Go ETH.
Go ETH. So we watch primarily ETH. Because that's what we trade on. We trade on ETH and meme coins, which also brings volume to meme coins. And we've been trading on ETH, BSC, and Base.
And which is another.
So ETH and Base is basically ETH. That's what we trade on, right?
Yep.
And so when we trade $10 at a time on the entry, and then we exit out whatever our ROI is going to be on our exit. And we've been teaching like for the last 2 years and all of the groups, all the chats, we say, as soon as you hit a 2x, DRES, take out 50%, put it in your pocket, keep writing on for free. When you trade a meme coin, you enter into the trade for like $10. So say we did, we have a couple ones on SIG in the last 7 days that hit a high ROI. I have to look at our X. So
I'm going to it.
So hypothetically, if you enter in and the market cap is only 2K, remember.
Yep, we have one that we got in 2K.
It only has to hit a 4K for you to 2X, which is a 200% return. And they usually hit that like in the first 5 minutes to maybe an hour max. But most of them will hit the high ROIs within the first 1 to 3 hours, which we caught a BSC, like we talked about it, like a 22,400X in the first 3 hours that we caught the token. And so think about it, a $10 trade, you don't need to throw thousands and thousands of dollars. You enter on $10. As soon as it hits $20, you put $10 back in your pocket. You ride for free on the rest of it. And, you know, worst case, you only make a 10,000X off of that. So $10 trade, $10 in your pocket, you're riding for free on the remaining $10. You would half it, basically, because you took half of it out. And instead of hitting a 22,500X, you hit 11,200X, which... $10 times that is $110,000 on a trade. So the way the bots do it is they find it early. They scan the top 50, you know, they out of 50,000 tokens, it picks the top 100 to 200 a day. It finds them within milliseconds. We've been working on our timing and our lag time and making sure it goes into our chat as fast as possible. Our biggest obstacle is like sending it. We catch it is like all the third party that we use to send it into like Telegram or send it through the APIs or through the third party. We have to like wait for their lag time where we're catching it right away and we're able to execute and buy. We've been running our snipers on BSC. We've been running our snipers on Base and ETH, and they're catching it right as soon as it pings us in the cloud. So that's good. That's good news.
Really good.
Good news. And then it executes it as soon as it hits its target and exits out on the auto trader. So it's we've been running those tests and it like it's buying it within milliseconds. It's buying it. If you trade meme coins, you know what we're talking about. It buys it before the bundler. It buys it before the team does. It buys it before the MEV bots do. It buys it before anybody knows it even exists. So if you catch it at a 2K market cap, you know, it only has to go to a 4K market cap. If you catch it at 20 million, where everybody else posts a token, at 20 million, it would have to go to 40 million before you caught a 2X.
And that's a lot to move.
So think about the difference, right? The LP would have to be, you know, close to $200,000 to $500,000, where an LP on a 2K market cap only has to be about, you know, $500.
Yeah.
So, but if you're one of the first ones in, you get a larger supply on $10, you buy it before everybody else does, and they have to pay a higher price. Like we used the Apple iPhone last week example or the Xbox example last week. Did we talk about that on LA Talk or did we talk about it on our spaces?
I think we did that on our spaces.
Okay, we might have done both. So I'm looking at some of the recent ones that we hit. So we hit that... the Bullzilla on ETH, and we caught that on November 28th. We caught it at a 1.6K market cap, and it went to 27.65 million all in the same day.
Yep.
Did it hit it the same day, right? It hit the same day. So we caught the token when it was live for 16 seconds. It just became live and we populated it within 16 seconds of it going live and were able to feed it into anybody who was trading in our bots. They got access to that information within milliseconds, basically, because it happened 16 seconds after launch. So that one went to a 17,281X that day. So a $10 trade, hypothetically, if you entered as soon as it pinged, you bought it for $10. And you waited until it ran to its top. We did pretty much call the top too, because I remember posting it and we called the top. So the top was at 17,281. So a $10 trade would have made $172,810 on a $10 trade. And the reason why we're able to find these is I've been in crypto since 2016, day trading. I have a master's in finance and doing tech and AI since 2019. And being a caller and an analyst, if you listen to our last 2 years predicting ETH, I'm able to put into factors that makes something run, like basically, if I'm using lingo from crypto and Web3, but basically it gives you green candles, right? And
right.
I don't like to sit on a trade. So the way that I find stuff is the stuff I know checks off all the boxes that it's about ready to go, so that you have to sit months and years waiting for to get your money back. It happens right away. But we also know, based on the system and strategy, once you get into the trade, how to hedge your position, cover yourself, de-risk, take out your initial investment, and trade for free, so that you can trade on the same money over and over and over again. And then we primarily do meme coins. We also trade on ETH. I don't do BTC that much. I do ETH because I think ETH has a lot more room to grow. ETH has a lot more use cases. ETH is basically Ethereum, if y'all are new to us.
Right.
So I'm very optimistic on it. And right now, ETH is hovering at 30-35. So if we've broken out, we're on our next leg up. We almost hit our 30-42. Did we hit our 30-42?
We tapped 30-42.
Oh, wait, we hit 30-47.
Yep.
We broke our 30-42. So we're close to our next one, which is 30-55, just on the show alone, right? Now, right. When the Fed meets and the Fed announces tomorrow, depending on what they say, can make the market run. If they do a half, can make the market run. They anticipate at least doing a quarter. So depending on how his wording is when he announces what they do on the cut, could make the market run tomorrow. And we have those targets. Our targets are very small. They're not that far away. We're only 140 away from our last target. And then once it breaks that, it has even a more upside potential. So it has the potential to go at least 5% up, probably in the next 24 hours. Do your own research, not financial advice. But we've been saying what the market's going to do. It's been ranging in this 27.18. So that means that the 500 range puts us at 32.20. So we break that 31.96, we're at that 32.20. And if we go up there, it creates a new range. So now our range would be even higher. Our range would probably, we break the 32.20, our range will be about 28.20 to 33.20 once we break. So there's a lot of potential.
I'm doing the math as you're saying it. I can't keep up with your brain. It moves so fast with these numbers.
So that's 500. Basically, go ETH. Okay, it all boils down to go ETH.
Go
ETH. Optimistic. Okay, I'm optimistic. Do your research, not financial advice. I am long in ETH. Do your research, not financial advice. I see ETH long term. I see ETH for all the use cases. I trade on it with meme coins.
Yes.
I see what type of returns we get. It's not fading, and we're not dependent on anybody else, because when you go into a position and you're only trading $10, it doesn't matter if ETH is at $1 million or ETH is at $3,500. You still make the same on your returns when you're flipping from a $10 trade to $100,000, because
right.
The ETH fluctuation doesn't even make a difference, because we are making that like in the first 1 to 3 hours, 24 hours max. But we're using ETH to trade on. So I'm very optimistic on it, because that's what's tied to our meme coins. That's what's tied to our personal tokens. It has utility so that you can access these. You can access our bots that are finding these and see for yourself on AI Signal or AI Base. And we have a new one, which is on BSC.
BSC, yep.
So that's our BSC bot that hasn't been released to the public, but our holders got access to it already. And so that one is getting crazy returns also, because it's using these 85 different indicators and variables combined with AI, screening the 50,000 tokens down to the top 100 to 200, finding the early entries before anybody even knows it exists, before the team buys, before the meth bots buy, before the bundlers buy, gets in. And you're exiting your trade in profit before most people even know the token is alive. You know, if we're catching it in 16 seconds, it's a little hard to beat us.
It's impossible to beat us. That's a bold statement, but it's impossible.
Right. And there's nobody else out there who has this kind of technology. And I've had it built for over 4 years. So that's the best part about it.
right? I use it every day. We both use it every day. We look at the numbers and we stare at the numbers because we're numbers nerds, especially when we get to see these amazing returns, and we see it growing, and we see that everything gets faster and better and more accurate, and it just improve. And that at the rate we're improving, the numbers are improving, no one can keep up with us. No one will be able to catch up to us.
Well, the thing too is the technology is faster than the APIs of the third party that we're using. So we're actually working on building out our own APIs right now. We have our own API being built out on Dragon. We have our own API being built out on Ignite, and then our own API being built out on AI Signal and Base to populate the data and the information, because we're able to find it before anybody else does. So we know where to look for the data, right? So we won't be dependent on third party necessarily anymore and have that lag time waiting for it to give an update on what the market cap is, the name of the token, and all the information. We'll be able to populate it ourselves, and it's being done in the platforms, which is great. So we also know that everybody's human, and it's hard for everybody to like sit on a computer all day long and watch 100 screens all day.
Right.
So that's why everything is built where you can access the information, have it automatically buy and exit out on your profit taking on your risk tolerance through your cell phone. So you can be anywhere in the world. And basically what I've been doing is I've been proving that you can be anywhere in the world and trade. I am in Miami right now in a location. So the Wi-Fi is not the greatest. And I got a Starlink so that I can talk to you guys. My issue is not my technology. My issue is like live broadcasting with terrible Wi-Fi. but with trading, the great thing about the trading part is when you turn it on, it doesn't matter if your Wi-Fi is working or not, it still keeps going for you based on the way that you want it to do. You can be flying in an airplane and it'll automatically exit as soon as you hit your profit. So you don't have to stay awake all night. You don't have to have great Wi-Fi. You can be traveling anywhere as long as you input what you want to buy your target at and where you want to exit at. It will automatically do it for you. And we have it on 3 systems now. We have it on Dragon, which is a web base for the general public. We have it on Sniper Bots, which are Telegram bots. And so you input what you want to buy and what channel you subscribe to. It automatically buys and exits for you. And then we have it on ETH, Base, and BSC, and then SOL will be released after all the other ones are released. But we have all the data that finds the tokens that's been built out for 4 years on ETH. On Base, it's been built out for 1.5 years. On SOL, 1.5 years. On BSC is our newest one. That one was in beta. We have people testing it out right now, and then we're going to be cleaning up the channel so it even screens it down and refines it even more. When you first get new data, you have to gather all the data and then make a decision based on it. If you screen out the data before you see what kind of results you're getting, then you lose like pertinent data that can, you know, what you need to add or take away.
Right.
So we've been running that one, and that one's ready to get screened down and go to the public too. But it's fun. Like, I know y'all think like, oh my gosh, what is she talking about? I have no clue. So
that's me sometimes.
So that's why I built out all these bots and I built out the automatic trading, is because it's all of basically my brain and system and strategies and, you know, proof of concept and everything that's been executed built in. So you don't have to, you know, go and get your master's degree and trade every single day and figure all of this out and like listen to everybody and try and understand how to read a chart. It does it automatically for you. And it already has the screening process, and you pick and choose what your risk tolerance is, because I can't determine your risk tolerance. Everybody has a different risk tolerance. Some people, you know, can throw $10,000 and like it's pocket change. Other people, like $5 is, you know, their coffee money that they right. miss out on Starbucks. Well, Starbucks is like $10 now, but you know, so like when we say $10, you know, so you're just like slice a pizza or your matcha for $10. Yes. yeah my kick right now, because I'm in Miami, is sweet tea. I'm like, whenever I go to Florida, my thing is sweet tea. So I have a gallon of sweet tea. It's now a half a gallon of sweet tea, which has not been helping me on my sleep cycles very well.
And they have so many different flavors there. When you go to a grocery store in Florida and you look at the amount of sweet tea they have, I swear it's an entire aisle of sweet tea and it's all different flavors.
It's
All
so
of
good that I get
it.
the traditional, because like even the restaurants and stuff serve sweet tea out here. So every part of Florida I've been in, like sweet tea is like a thing. And when I was in Texas, it was a thing too. California is not so much a thing. So like I'm spoiled, and like Nevada and Arizona is not so much like West Coast. We don't really have sweet tea. But sweet tea out here is just so good. And normally I don't drink caffeine past 10 o'clock, but I've been making the mistake of
Having
drinking
some
sweet
sweet
tea
tea.
late, which means that I'm going to sleep on California time and waking up on East Coast time, which is not a good thing. I went from Hawaii, which is like 6 hour difference, to West Coast, which is a 3 hour difference now, to East
East
Coast.
Coast.
So my body's just like, we have no clue what time zone you're in anymore. And then I have to open up the curtains and see when the sun comes up and the sun goes down. But the
And it
sun goes
doesn't
down so
come.
early now. It goes down like at 5 or 5:30, which is terrible. But yeah.
We can thank the winter for that, unfortunately. But you
But
still
it's
have the good
85
weather.
degrees here.
You still have the good weather. It's
It's
25 for
85
me.
degrees.
Some people
Yeah,
like the snow. It's not for me, but it looks beautiful outside.
it's beautiful for a day or two, but yeah, it's 85 degrees here. I'm very excited. So go East.
Yes, go ETH. The chart's been doing nice, and this one thing that we talked about one time, and I did the calculation again, but we're only 30x from current Bitcoin price. And in my completely biased opinion, not financial advice, do your own research. ETH has a lot more potential to grow higher than Bitcoin. It's got more use cases. It's got more growth patterns. There's more different tokenization ways, businesses getting into ETH, investment vehicles going into ETH. ETH has a lot more growth and potential in the near future, in the long future, than Bitcoin does. It's already super high. It's at 100K right now, and ETH's only at 30, 40 right now. There's so much more room for your investment in ETH. Not financial advice, do your own research, but it has 30x to go. Even catch
Right.
up.
And
And what's as fast
they
as that?
follow, they both follow pretty much in parallel too. So like BTC was at 86 and it hit 93,060. So it went up almost 7,000, about 6.8% just today. So it follows pretty similar, like crypto, ETH, BTC follow similar in pattern and parallel, but ETH has a lot more room. Like when ETH had bottomed out on April 8th, it was at 1400. The all-time high was 4950. But if you go to Bitcoin, so say you bought Bitcoin on April 8th, which was the low, it was at 76,000, right? So get out the calculator. So
Calculator is out.
the low for Bitcoin was 76,000. The high, I believe we hit 127. It's saying it's 126,279, but let's just put that. So
127.
126,279 divided by, oh wait, it hit 74. So 74,423.
74.
So it's about 50 grand.
1.7, you said divided by.
Right. So that was the return. Like if you bought at the bottom and you hit the all-time high this year in October, that's how much you would have went up, like 1.7
1.7x.
x, right? Now let's go to ETH. And ETH bottomed on April 8th at 1386.
1386, okay.
So, and then we all-time high at 4955.
3955 divided by 1386.
Right.
That is 3.57x.
So, if you bought $10 of BTC, you would have made $17,
Right.
right? If you bought $10 of ETH, you would have made $37.
3570. Yeah.
Okay. If you bought $1,000 of BTC on the bottom, you would have made $1,700 at the all-time high. Like, that's how much you would have in your wallet. If you bought $1,000 of ETH, you would have had $3,500 at the all-time high.
Right.
If you buy, this is doing research, not financial advice. I'm not telling you to do this. This is what institutions do. If they bought $1 million at the low on Bitcoin, they would have $1.7 million at the all-time high. If they bought $1 million at the low on ETH and waited till it hit its all-time high, they would have $3.5 million in change. So that's how much of a difference it makes.
It's a big difference.
Because ETH has a bigger range to move in, and it has a bigger upside potential, and it's number two position in crypto. So BTC has been around. It's a dinosaur. When people first come in, they know of it, but it doesn't have that many use cases. There's not a lot of things that you can do with it. There's a lot of things that you can do with ETH. Ethereum, you can write smart contracts. You can have utilities. You can have meme coins. You can do real world assets attached to it. You can use it to...
like there's tokenization. So many use cases. There's millions of possibilities, endless possibilities, and there's still more coming out that haven't been explored yet.
Like right. What we're so doing, people, but... which means people need to buy it to fulfill these things.
Exactly.
Bitcoin, they buy it just like an asset, but they don't use it for things. So they don't need to buy it. Like, they don't need to buy Bitcoin to use it for things. They just buy it so it can sit in their account. But on Ethereum, they buy it to use it for things, which means they spend it, but they don't, like, it's basically spent. Right. They don't sell it off. They just use it. It's kind of like putting gas in your gas tank, right? If you run out of gas, like, you have to keep putting gas in the gas tank to run the car, right? So you have to keep buying gas. You have to keep buying ETH to use it to build out things. But once, you know, you keep using it up, the price goes up because supply goes up, supply goes down, demand goes up, no sleep. And so the price, hypothetically, in the future, and has been historically going up.
Right.
So anyway, go ETH.
Go ETH.
Go ETH, go ETH, go ETH, go ETH. But, you know, big week, so... let me tell you some more key dates, some more targets also, so you all know. I know we're dedicating, like, this whole show to ETH and Starlink. And this show has been sponsored by Sweet Tea, Starlink, and ETH. No, just kidding. And, of course, AI Signal, AI Base, Dragon Pro, sign up for your first month free, dragonpro.app. And then also the other bots that we're coming out with and the other snipers that you're going to be able to automatically trade on. And then Dragon, when it gets released to the public, Dragon is built for the general population, for everybody in the world, from an 18-year-old to a 90-year-old grandma, to people who are advanced traders, to people who have no clue how to invest and never traded before. That's why it was built. It was built so that everybody can trade on it, so that it's easy, that you sign up with your email, your Google, your X account. You, like, watch the token feed. You can look at charts if you want to. Look at analytics. It teaches you basically how to trade on the live feed. And you input what you want to buy and what you want to exit out. And it automatically does it for you. But it was built for the mass population, which means that we have to simplify it so it's easy to use, but also put the advanced information in so people or advanced traders can also trade on it. But it has multiple use cases like ETH does, basically.
Yeah,
analytics basically follows the same model. And feeds and easy to use and simple UI. And so it has a lot of things, but it's a complex infrastructure, you know, complex, you know, trading tool on what we built out to make it easy for everybody else to use. So we're going through all of our stuff that we normally go through when you have mass end users, you have to make it as safe and easy as possible. When we're just targeting crypto, which we have on our snipers, we're just targeting crypto users, advanced traders who already know what they're doing, that just want speed, want execution, want the information, and they know what to do, then that those types of, you know, businesses or
people
tools or, that we built out are just catered to crypto people, and they're easier to like build and then just go to market right away because we don't have to appeal to the masses. But when somebody's new, they've never traded crypto, we want to make it as easy as possible, as multifunctional as possible, as simple as possible, so everybody can use, which takes a lot more time and ingenuity and like development, where a sniper, you know, it's here, like, hey, here, do you know how to trade? Yeah, okay, start using it. And everybody else is like, do you know how to trade? No. Okay, just click one click and then do it, because we built all the functions into it.
Exactly. And coming from where we started and having to use the sniper bots, and if you have no experience, it's almost impossible to figure out. You had to learn from somebody who knew about it. And that took hours upon hours. And that was the sniper. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the sniper. Clarifying, that's the sniper.
That's not dragon.
That's not dragon. The sniper the snipers before used to be so complex. Yeah, so basically, not dragon.
So basically, the dinosaur tools that started out in crypto were very complex and hard to use.
Exactly.
And then they still are complex and hard to use if you don't know how to trade or invest. It takes you like 30 days of research and lots of tutorials on all the old technology that was in crypto. And
not Dragon.
Yeah, that's why we built it out, so it'd be simple and easy to use. So you don't have to go through, you know, all this research to figure something out. You don't have to become an advanced trader. You don't have to figure it all and like not know what you're doing. And you don't have to be dedicated to 100 screens and watch charts all day. We make it easy and simple to use. But yes, all the other technology is dinosaur technology in comparison. And it's complex. All the old technology that was built out is complex, but we make it very simple.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. So now that we talked all about ETH.
I know.
So we hit, so far we've hit 30, 47. Yeah, yep. Almost 30, 48. So we're just 5 away from our next target, like where we hit tonight so far. And don't forget, the Fed meets tomorrow. Oh, key dates. We got distracted with Starlink calls. Key dates. Okay, so we said November 21st was key date. Check was a key date.
Yep.
We said that the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, key date and volume. Check became key date and volume. The Friday after Thanksgiving, we said that all of the options and positions were coming due, which means that they would have to cover their positions. Volume, check. Volume. We said that the Saturday and Sunday would slow down because it's a holiday weekend, and so not that much volume in trading. Check.
Big check.
We said that Monday or Tuesday would bring back the volume after everyone got back from work on a long weekend holiday. They would get back to work on Monday, be consumed with that, and then the volume would start in on Tuesday, right before the Fed met. Check. We said Wednesday that we anticipate the Fed cutting rates at least a quarter. That depends on what he's going to say too, and that it's being built into the market, and we're only 140 away from hitting like one of our main targets, that our range has the potential to go to 3220. We've already hit 3 targets tonight. Check.
Big. I think that's a good. That's check all in a row while we're live.
Check.
It's like we're testing the mic. Check. Is this thing on? Because it's working and it's happening live.
Right. So you all got to trade live with us. But we're still up right now. We're still up from when we started the show. So we were at 3,012 right before the show, hit 3,047. We went up 35 points just during the show.
Yeah, about 1.15% while we were live.
Right. So, and then our target numbers are, again, so you all know, our target numbers are, I'm going to read off our targets.
I can read them too.
Oh, so 3031 we hit, 3032 we hit, 3020 we already hit, 3042 we hit, the next one is 3055, 3072, 3072, 3103, 3143, 3168, and 3196. And I'm going to have to put fresh numbers because we're really close to all of our targets already. The Fed meets tomorrow. Volume. This is the first of the month. So we have volume for the first of the month. We have volume because it's after a holiday. We have volume because it's LA talk. We have volume because, did you catch that one?
Oh, I caught that one.
Because the Fed meets tomorrow. Then our next volume is going to be the 14th. We always have volume December 14th before the holiday again. It's big volume in crypto. It means all of our meme coins are going to be hitting high X's on that day and the 15th. So if you want to come in and trade, come look us up. Start trading with us. We have live trading. We've been doing on Spaces, on here, and in our holder chat. We've been doing live plays and live calls on X and in Telegram. And then we're going to be holding events too. So come in and check it out. If you want to get in by buying AI Signal or AI Base to get access to the utility, which is basically where it predicts all of this. And if you want to start trading automatically, come on to dragonpro.app so you can start trading automated anywhere in the world with Starlink or without. I'm losing my voice again.
Get your first month free when you sign up on Dragon Pro. So that's a big thing. So if you're starting and you want to get started, sign up. It's free. Get started for your first month is free. You don't have to know how to trade. You can be a beginner. You can be someone who hasn't touched crypto in like forever or just looked at it and sort of stood on the sidelines. This is your opportunity to get involved.
And it only takes $10 to trade. So that's the reason why we built it out. So that exactly. You only need trade with your coffee money, your pizza money, de-risk, take it out, trade on the same money over and over again. But the key dates again, so we have December, we have tomorrow, we have December 14th, December 15th. We have end of the year is when they're going, we'll slow down near the holidays, we'll slow down in volume, pick back up again in January. But we have still, you know, like 1 week to 2 weeks of volume. And if you're trading meme coins, you're not like watching 1 to 10% go up, you're watching 200 to 20,000%. So in a day, that's the best. That's the joy of meme coins, right? Is
yep.
We're not watching it go up like 30 points. We're watching it go from 2,000 to a million,
right,
in a day. So if you're watching a meme coin and you're saying, oh, you know, like ETH is at, you know, 3,000, it would be like ETH going from 3,000 to 30 million in 24 hours.
That's exactly what it is.
That's what meme coins do. That's what we trade. That's what our primary trading is, but we use ETH to trade on. So that's why we're so go ETH.
always go ETH.
Yeah. Go ETH. We're very optimistic. Those are our key dates. We'll see where we are next week on our journey, right, and where we are in the world. Right now, I'm in Miami drinking sweet tea, and soon we'll have Starlink. But I hope you all have like an amazing week and weekend, and we'll see how the rally plays out tomorrow.
Yes. Super excited. Go ETH.
Right. Go ETH. Remember, we have a 30x potential to catch up to Bitcoin, which is a lot of room to grow. So, but exactly. Thank you, y'all. Happy Taco Tuesday. Even though I've been eating Greek food and drinking sweet tea, but we'll see you all next Tuesday.
Bye, everyone. Have a great week.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.